You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you are plotting concerts to attend over the holidays, there is one to note. Sacramento fusion band Mino Yancey is going to perform with Bay Area hip-hop jazz group Soul Development at the Guild Theater, which alone is such a great venue in Oak Park. It's on Friday, December 28th. In the studio with me, representation of both groups from Mino Yancey, keyboardist Damani Rhodes is here. Damani.
Thank you for having us.
And yeah, I nicknamed him the guru last time. Drummer Sticks is here. Hi.
I mean, we do what we can.
Yeah, and you do, and you do, and you do.
And I do, and I do.
Glad to have you.
Teach this guy sitting next to me all that he knows.
From Soul Development, lyricist Karega Bailey. Hi, glad to have you in the studio.
Good morning, good morning. How are you all doing?
All right, how'd this friendship start? Who met whom?
So it works like this. There's so much embedded in like how we're going about telling the story. Damani and I actually know each other from middle school sports.
Wow.
Yeah, I was actually the better basketball player, the two of us. And
I taught him that as well.
Karega?
Oh. Well, I mean, if you ask him, Karega, we'll debate about it. We don't have time for that. So,
but it's rooted in this longstanding friendship. But in 2014, my brother, who was also an educator here in Sacramento, Kareem Johnson, was taken from us by gun violence. And Damani was actually playing at the funeral and knew that poetry and music has always been a part of like my storytelling and my healing, and leans over to me and says, "Hey, I'm here if you need me." And the music has just been a part of that relationship ever since.
Yeah, no, that's what happened. For sure. It was to me, that moment was it was surreal, because I didn't know that when his brother died, that was his brother. Like, I knew him, but I didn't know his older brothers, because he has older brothers. And we ended up connecting at the funeral, and when I seen him, it was just a thing. It was like a one of those things you just know. And that's how that went down.
For each of the groups, besides the type of music you're playing, you're really focused on justice messages, social messages, deeper meanings. So let's start with a little Soul Development. This is a song we're going to hear called Source of Light.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel the darkness all around me. I feel like my inner light is just drowning. But I give thanks to Jah that this light has found me. But all the darkness I feel still far from me. Cause even in the tunnel, man, you still see the light. And in the toughest struggle, man, you still have to fight. And when them do you wrong, man, you still treat them right. Despite the fact that they can't see the light. See, I do this for my children who were products of condition. Until the day they realize they're products of God's vision. The one who watched their papa cook product up in the kitchen. So when the system came to get them, took the family and split them. I mean, I do this for the students who find it hard to dream. But I'm also here to tell them it ain't as hard as it seems. Cause in the darkest hour, the stars are beautiful things. If you follow closely enough, well,
it could be a dark world. That's Soul Development. That voice is Karega Bailey, who's in our studio. And this concert on December 28th incorporates the band that stands totally on its own here in Sacramento, but becomes your backing band for this event. Damani?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy dynamic in how that even came together and how we decided that this thing could work. Because usually you don't have jazz fusion, right? Which is this wild, untamed, you know, style of music fusing with hip hop and being a backing band, but it works so well together. And the way that we have been able to do it has kind of set a precedence on how things can be done. It's not typical that you see a jazz fusion band performing at a hip hop venue, but it has opened doors for us even, where we've been able to perform at the SF Jazz Center or with the San Jose Jazz Festival because of the things that we've been doing with Soul Development.
Styx, do you have to shift in keeping the beat or your timing at all? Do you have to think one way in your head for Mino Yancey and another way for Soul Development?
Well, being the guru, honestly, they follow me. So whatever beat that I play, he's going to rap to, he's going to follow me, the band's going to do what I say to do.
You know, you were kind of sleepy coming in here, and suddenly you've woken up.
As soon as the camera cuts on, lights on, I'm ready to go. That's what happens when you're a guru. No, there is a slight shift. as far as the music, I with Mino, I know that I'm kind of in the front of the foreground of the thing, but with a Soul Development, I'm kind of in the background because I can't play so loud or play so many notes that they can't hear the lyrics, because then it becomes pointless for them to be there. So
let's hear a little bit of Mino Yancey. We're going to hear a song that you performed last time you were here on Insight. This is The Adventure. Gives everybody a pretty clear feel of the two different types of music going on.
Yeah.
Kariga, yes. Is there a place in the future for you to record something together that is more than just Soul Development and a backing band?
Yeah, totally. So in our show sequence, you actually get to see some of that live merger, right? Some of the way that they come together. And there is, in the future forecast, new projects coming between Soul Development and Mino Yancey, where we just kind of really explore the musical freedom side of Mino Yancey and allow the message to kind of synthesize and fall freely in there. So that is happening. But you do get to see it live, and it will be a future recording. But you also have Mino Yancey all over the Soul Development upcoming album.
I think your music in the Guild Theater is fantastic, really. That big old theater, yeah. And all the acts and the history that have been in that building.
Right, right. The vibe should be right, and the location where it's at, I think it's a perfect setting.
In terms of messages, are you aligned in your thinking about life and purpose and why we're here on this earth?
Could I share a little bit? Soul Development is SOL Development, which is Source of Light Development. And there's not enough darkness in the world to put out the light of even one candle. So never be afraid to let your light shine. And what we allow each other to do is shine, right? We light one another's path. There's a light inside each of us that will come forth when we're living our truest and freest self. And Mino Yancey's manifestation of their truest and freest self takes us to another space and time, as do our lyrics. We believe that there's healing on that side of the human exploration. It allows us to remember things that we have not can be lost in the path, and allows us to really kind of see that pathway and where humanity meets, where creativity meets, and just bringing awareness and empathy is really how we're going to do it through the music.
Some of the messages are powerful, but I do want to emphasize this is an all-ages event coming up on December 28th, right?
Absolutely.
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 Bring everybody.
Yeah.
Bring the whole fam.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the extended fam, the ones that you ain't talked to in a minute, give them a call.
It's a great vibe for all ages. That's why we're calling it. It's called Vibration. So if you go to guildtheater.com and look up
Vibrations.
Well, when you look up at the upcoming events, when you see the picture and on the calendar, all that, it says Vibration, because we are trying to create this vibe. We're trying to create this energy in the room that everyone can have a great experience.
And they can experience their freest self, because with all of the Soul Development philosophy and where Mino Yancey's philosophy really merge is when we talk about the freedom, because our name Mino Yancey literally means, translates to musical freedom from two different African languages. And when we try to create an atmosphere, a space where people can come and experience their freest self, whether it's through experiencing us or experiencing us with the people that they love and that they're with, that they want to be with. Because to me, that's, you know, when you really go to a place to listen to music, it's not just going to hear music. It's going to experience it with the people that you're experiencing it with. And that collective energy is what we're hoping to create together, not just us, but us with the audience that's there.
And the Insight host said, amen.
Amen.
I love it.
All
right.
It's happening.
December 28th, Mino Yancey and Soul Development. Kariga Bailey, come back again, will you?
Certainly.
Okay, Damani Rhodes, I know you will. And Styx,
sure.
Expectations are high. Keep living it.
This is what I do, man. I actually taught him what to say before.
All right, we better get out of this. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us, and we're back again tomorrow.